that Kim plays character Jen on Lost.
Some of the podcasts that are out there are pretty good. The Transmission and Jan Jack and Darmalars are out there.
The Darmalars. F-bombing the internet one episode at a time.
Gang, it's us.
Darmalars Podcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Ralph.
And we got producer Ryan and Stevie and Vesper Kitty.
Vesper Kitty, who now can climb up doors. First of all, I'd like to thank Chris and Adam from Media Junkyard for that clip that you heard at the beginning of the show.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks, Media Junkyard. Thadia Thunkyard. Ryan... Ryan is on a 5-second delay. Are you still on the delay, Ryan? Okay, good.
Yay.
He's not on delay.
We're all on the same page.
Based on the clip, it sounds like Daniel Day Kim is aware of our show. I don't know if he actually listens, but he's definitely aware of us, which is cool.
And I haven't been able to hear it yet because I can't on my iPhone, and I've never remembered to look when I got back to my computer.
It's cool.
I'll listen to it when I hear the show.
He mentioned Jay and Jack, which, whatever to those guys. He mentioned The Transmission, which is, I think, the best Lost podcast. And then he kind of got some coaxing and remembered our name. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he listens, but it's still awesome that at least a couple of cast members know our podcast exists.
Yeah, and that sounds really cool. And it's an appropriate episode to bring that up because he was featured fairly heavily this week.
Yes, in the Die something, Another Day. What was... I was just telling Ryan and Ben before the show started that I have not been paying attention at all to the show titles.
Yeah, you haven't been paying attention to episode titles at all.
No, which kind of I should do because, you know, I have to title them when I post them, but I guess Ryan's taking care of that with titling the file.
So having Ryan as a producer is making you lazy.
It's making me, I don't know what.
It's a crutch.
I just don't know why. I think that... The titles are so vague, like, if by this time next year, if you say, hey, what happened in Jughead, you'll just say, there was the bomb, but there's so much other stuff going on. It's not like...
It's true.
What was Numbers about?
On island or off island? On island, Hurley was tramping through the jungle to meet Rousseau, and they blew up her little hidey hole.
Uh-huh.
Off island, he was winning the lottery and being cursed. So, yeah, I remember
everything. So now, yeah, pretty much. Well, yeah.
There's probably some throwaway at the tail end that I don't remember, but yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of, this season's kind of tough to kind of get a...
to get a grip on it from the episode title?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that. It's kind of like when you're reading the DVDs and it tells you what happens in the flashbacks, or it tells you what happens on island, one or the other, for the summary, and it's like, I don't know what the other part of it was.
Yeah, but usually the title of the show is based on whatever character it was, so being a nerd like we are, we could say Fire Plus Water and know whose episode that was.
Yep, Charlie.
See?
So, yeah, good point.
But yeah, these episodes...
You don't think it's going to do that with these titles?
Yeah, like the episode The Lie.
And
you know that Hurley had that scene with his mom.
Right.
But tell me everything else specifically that happened in that episode.
I guess another part of that is the new style of it being more ensemble. I mean, it's always been an ensemble, but each episode in the past focused on one character, and that helps you to remember plot-wise a lot.
So I guess what I'm getting at is, what's the title of this episode?
This Place is Death.
Okay.
That's what you're getting at.
Which one would say that has to do with Charlotte.
Yes.
A.K.A. Rocky Dennis.
One would say that because... Because she says
because
it.
Jordan's.
Because she has the title line and the titular line.
Yeah. But before all of that Charlotte nonsense, or I don't want to say nonsense, but there was a whole to do with Jin.
There's a whole lot of Jin and Rousseau, and there's a little bit of Ben and Son.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of Sawyer and a lot of Locke. So yeah, a lot of stuff goes on.
A little bit of rock and roll.
Just a little bit of rock and roll. A little bit of country.
I
want to mention that the Lonely Island album came out this week.
Speaking of islands?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think, I mean, this is, we talk about other stuff, you know, especially in this part. Mm-hmm. I don't have it yet, but.
Well, we've been talking about so much Lost, I think.
I know.
We're already in the Lost.
I know, that's
part.
Why I was like, no, I want, you're
I'm,
off track
I'm here.
You're
thinking like, sweet, I don't have to do a chapter break.
You're off track here by being on track.
Yeah. What about, okay, go ahead.
Just I mentioned that I haven't got it yet, so I can't say anything about it, but I bet it's awesome.
All right.
And then Important Things. That started, and I can say something about that because I saw it. I'm not going to like review it or anything because I know you didn't see it, but it's fucking hilarious.
All right. I
Important
haven't said on my
with
DVR.
Demetri Martin. And Eastbound and Down starts this week.
Oh, good. I need to set my recorder.
Yeah.
To fuck it up. That's a good thing about those HBO shows is no commercials.
Yes. So you don't have
DVR
to fast forward.
To jack up.
And They Might Be Giants won a Grammy. That's the last of my news.
Awesome.
Yay. Yeah, for not a real album, for a children's album, but as Ryan made the distinction earlier, and I had no reason to put that in contention because that's
like if you want
kind of exactly how I feel.
Like if you want to win a Grammy, I mean, go for the easy,
go for a different category, do spoken word, or
why didn't They Might Be Giants go record in a different country and get best foreign album?
Yeah, exactly.
Like
exactly,
they should try to win in as many categories as they can because that's something they would do.
That sounds like a
best
challenge.
Spanish language, album.
I heard that they had another album coming out, and I got excited, and then I found out it was another kid's album, and I realized that I was disappointed. I was like, "Well, that shows you what I think about those albums." No, they're not heinous. As someone who's listening to everything they do anyway, it's still something, but it's definitely not the same.
Yeah, but then again, it's not VeggieTales.
That's true.
So
it's a step above.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather listen to a kid's album. I'd rather watch Yo Gabba Gabba than a legitimate kid show.
Yeah, good point.
So I'd rather listen to the hip one than the other one. So do you want to talk about the death on Lost Island?
Yeah.
What was the title called?
It's called Death on Lost Island.
Okay. All right.
Death Island 2000, as said by producer Ryan. He kind of gave a thing like I stole his gag, but
no, I think his thing.
Oh, okay.
You
I was like,
that,
I'm
dude.
Supposed to steal your gags. I always say it when you're the one that said it.
No, that's not.
This place is death, dude.
It is for Charlotte.
For Charlotte,
but she'll be back. Don't worry, Cher.
Ryan said that Charlotte will be back in GoldenEye.
See, it is Tomorrow Never Dies Another Day.
Tomorrow, another death on this island is place.
All right. So I had the only non-note but thing that came true while watching the episode was that dude's going to go down that rope and it's going to flash and he's going to be stuck in the ground.
And so that totally happened.
But the cool thing is that we now it's official that whatever they are in contact with physically
goes with them
because there's no way that rope was there before they built the well.
There's no way that they left it.
Yeah.
In the ground that they went and found a rope and said, okay, let's dig a well around this. It'll make it easier to put a bucket down.
Yeah.
And Locke wasn't holding it. I don't know what would have happened if Locke was holding it. And
it would have been closed in.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing he fell all the way.
Yeah.
Although,
ouch! Did he pierce his leg with something, or was that his bone?
That was his
out?
Bone.
That's grody.
That was a compound fracture.
Once again, the violence and gore this season is awesome.
Ooh.
Someone got shot in the face, and someone got their arm taken off.
Yes, and I was going to say I had in my knee jerk last night. I reacted strongly to the compound fracture because that is really gross. But getting your arm ripped off is pretty bad too.
Yeah.
And then on the ground, he's like, hey, come get me. I'm hurt. That's not how you sound after your arm gets ripped off, is it? Like,
well, that guy Saving Private Ryan was just strolling through battlefield looking for his arm.
He's like, hey, have you seen my arm?
He's probably shocked.
He might have been shocked, but at first I thought that Rousseau maybe went crazy, but after we got to see it from this perspective, I think maybe she might have been onto something.
I was waiting for, because that Rousseau stuff was pretty crazy. Like it's like they have the sickness they find the radio tower or hear about the radio tower. It's a security system. Yeah. Wipe C-3PO's memory. All done.
Yeah,
everything wiped clean.
It was like the checklist. Right?
Last 10 minutes of episode 3. All right, loose ends tied. Yep. See ya.
And they were all tied up like in bullet point form.
Yes.
Just real quick and clean. It was kind of cool that by the time traveling aspect, we were able to see Rousseau's story in a different way than we would have. Like, it wasn't a flashback. It was Jin actually watching the events unfold.
Now, do you think Rousseau's crazy enough to where she wouldn't recognize Jin, you know, 15 years later?
Crazy enough, has been alone and on an island enough, and...
But being alone, and I'm sure you would recognize somebody.
Maybe. It's just 16 years is a long time to recognize a face you saw for 5 minutes. I don't know. Mm. And also, he looks different than what he did when he was first on the island, because his hair's been growing out.
Well, that's a problem for you.
Yeah, that is a problem for me. I can't identify people if they're wearing wigs.
It's true.
It's true. I watched all of Being John Malkovich without knowing it was Cameron Diaz.
And Spider-Man 3 without knowing Bryce Dallas Howard was in it.
That's right.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to fool Ben.
Yeah, if you want to sneak up on me, just fucking put on a wig or dye your hair or something.
Talk about things you know about Ben. And then he'll be like, how do you know all this about me?
Help! I'll jump out a window. Spirits! She was right that they were sick?
I think that dude trying to shoot her showed some kind of sickness.
That's supposed to mean something, yeah. Yeah. Especially because she was pregnant.
I mean, how else do you describe what happened to them? Well, other than they got torn apart by smoke. Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't them when they came back up.
And there was two dead guys laying there.
Yeah, well, she shot them, so they must have gone crazy.
Did they get shot?
Yeah, they had like bullet holes in their chests.
Oh, okay.
I think she killed everyone because she thought, I want to go back and watch Solitary now.
Okay.
And see what she has to say.
Okay. Saeed episode.
Yes, it is. See?
See? It's so easy.
Yeah, it is very, very
easy. I already forget what this episode's titled.
You've asked us like four times.
Left for Dead?
Don't tell him. He'll never learn if we keep telling
him. This is dead. This is death.
No.
This island's death.
Close.
This island Earth.
No.
The day the Earth stood still, dying.
Warm.
I don't remember. I honestly, this place is death.
Yay!
Oh, Jesus Christmas.
You figured it out.
Oh, come on.
This place is death.
So.
Cool to hear the Foley of Smokey again. It's a roller coaster, right? The smoke monster is a roller coaster going up a hill.
It's the Axel Foley of Smoke Monster. Stay tuned after the calls for the Family Guy podcast. There's the Daniel got a little bit of a little more. Info on what the orchid does.
Yes.
Which I've been, ever since that first scene of the season where he's in the orchid in the 70s, mm-hmm. Been paying close attention to what information he's gathering that'll lead him to that point. Because I think that's the ultimate goal, is getting him to that point.
Yes.
Like, it's a big, giant, full circle.
Yes, yeah. We've been saying that for a while. Like, the first scene we saw of this season...
Uh-huh.
Is like the one of the latest scenes in their timeline.
So we got an email about this, and I tend to agree with it. If Locke did unstick them in time,
mm-hmm.
could they possibly be there during the Dharma Initiative heyday?
Like, he stopped the flashes, you think?
I think so.
But they
need to be back to stop the flashes.
Like they're in. I don't know. I don't think Locke stopped the flashes. But what's hard about that for me is the way the wheel was slipping, like it was off its axle. Like Christian uh-huh. Shepherd said, "Hey, the wheel's off its axle." It was making me think that when Ben pushed it, it broke it, and now Locke is fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
And by fixing it, it makes you think, "Well, that's going to fix the problem with the flashes." Yeah. But I think Locke pushing it is just to get him off the island so he can bring the others back.
Okay.
So, which, by the way, at the end. Ms. Hawking was like, okay, well, we'll do it with these two instead. After all that, like, it has to be all of them. Everyone keeps saying.
Did we get a reaction shot from Desmond seeing her?
Yes.
Okay. And was he like, what?
He was like, huh?
Okay.
But in Scottish. Scottish accent. Ugh. Huh?
I don't have anything. I have nothing to add.
This place is death, dude. I like Desmond shows up in the parking lot and Ben Linus and Son and Jack are there and he's like, what are you doing here? Like, he's not really as shocked because, frankly, this kind of stuff is going to keep happening.
Yeah. The scene with Son and Jack and Ben in the van made me laugh.
Right?
Because they're talking about him and he's sitting right there. Because if you don't kill him, I will.
Don't worry about it. I'll kill him.
Dude, whether or not he's helping them or not, it's still kind of messed up to say while the dude is sitting there.
Right. Jack has really lost any fear he had of Ben. Uh-huh. And now he feels like he can say something about that. But you're right. He's like, right. And I like that when he stopped and he's like, oh, God damn it. I'm so pissed at you people. But Ryan mentions a good point. If Ben Linus wasn't so freaky, sneaky and deceitful and lying, he should just tell. If he just laid things out like, oh, hey guys, I've been helping you out, or he weaves his web and it causes him more harm than good, it seems like.
Yeah,
he's like the boy who cried wolf.
I like that he pulled the car to the side.
Yeah, I mean, I like that scene a lot. He's like so pissed off, like, oh my god, why are you guys such dicks to me? I'm always helping. What?
You've had my husband's ring for 3 years, dude. How's that helping?
Come on, Ben Linus. I was telling Ryan that what we forget to take into account sometimes is, yes, he's in charge of some creepy mystic cult on an island in the middle of nowhere with secrets and time travel and all this shit. But on top of that, he was also a weird kid from Jump Street. He was a screwed up little kid when he was growing up on the island.
Yeah.
He's got personality problems on top of being a secret guy.
Speaking of when he was a kid, do you think that Charlotte may in fact be Annie?
It seems likely.
She's a little girl on the island that has red hair.
It seems like. Like, why give us these two ends and not connect them?
Yeah.
And then clearly her mom would change her name when they moved off the island to help her not find it.
And she's younger than Ben, which means the whole messing with time, she could have, you know.
Anything could have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it seems possible. Definitely.
I'm looking forward to seeing that scene with Faraday and her. I'm sure that's going to happen.
Because the desperation, like, it's going to be an acting challenge for Jeremy Davies, because the way that scene plays out is, you know that you didn't stop her.
Yeah.
And yet you still really want to.
I think it's more of a writing challenge.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to, like, how do you write that? How do you say, you know, like, I guess it's his last ditch effort. It's the only thing he can do, even though he knows it's going to happen.
There's nothing more
he can do than that.
But he has to do it because he already did it. Yeah.
The more he says, the more she's going to be obsessed with the island. So,
which is going to bring her there.
Yeah.
But he can't stop himself because he. Yeah.
So we'll see how it plays out.
We were talking about it. I was talking about this with Ryan. I was saying, I don't know. I feel like maybe if they had not laid so much of it on the line with Charlotte talking to him, if she didn't say, a man told me not to go to never come back to the island, and it was you, and he was wearing this, and he said all these things. Like, if they had left some of it up in the air, then it might have been more interesting when we see that scene.
Okay.
Because we wouldn't already know what's going to happen.
Okay.
But on the other hand, what we've been complaining about so much this season is the reveals of things we already know.
Yeah.
Like her revealing that she was on the island before. Like, we had already pretty much knew that.
Yeah.
So, I think they struck a good balance.
Yeah. It's I'm trying to think how this is going to start going now, because we have the island people. And we totally understand what's going on with them. We understand their timeline.
Yes.
We're now the Oceanic Six. We all know that this is 3 years later.
3 years later, which is 2 years of Ben Linus not accomplishing anything.
Yeah.
And then at the end of 2 years, he's given 70 hours.
Yeah. But it's not just Ben Linus getting 72 hours. It's John Locke failing.
Yes.
Which we are now going to see, now that he's turned the wheel.
Yeah.
So we're going to have three different timelines.
We're going to have two different timelines. One of them on... Oh, no, three. You're right.
It's going to be three. It's going to be immediately when John Locke starts going after the Oceanic Six.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Oceanic Six... And what's her name, Miss Hawking, going to the island.
Yes.
Then it's going to be the people on the island.
And they're going to be flashing.
That's around. Why I hope they're not skipping around, because it'd be really nice to just kind of
just watch one.
Have everybody be in their one place.
And just watch one for an hour and then watch the next.
Because doing Locke's flashback over the past 3 years before he ends up in the coffin.
And who knows when Locke's going to end up. When Ben pushed the wheel, it jumped him 10 months forward.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know when Locke was, when he pushed the wheel. We have no frame of reference for that, and we don't know.
He's in 1996.
Well, he's...
And he's in 1996.
Okay.
Hanging out, wandering with his guns at his weed farms. Then he's waiting for... He has to wait for, like, 8 years.
He can't go and tell them until...
He has to wait for 8 years.
They come back.
In order for them to come back.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying.
That's entire...
Further instructions... Is a flash forward kind of
like
somehow.
He goes from the push the wheel to the weed farm.
Yes,
I love it. I hope you're right, because that would be kind of cool. I was wondering what the others must have looked like in the 90s, because that's what I said, plaid, because I know how they're always wearing some sort of camo. They would have been all wearing plaid and like knit caps, ripped jeans.
One of the things that was people said, it's 1996. It can't be a flash forward because. Eddie's card.
Eddie's card. But now it can be a flash forward, and so the Locke that we see that goes to pick them up is like 10 years older.
Which means why his legs would work and why he has guns.
And that's... I love it.
So...
I love it, dude. Because you don't... There's the time element. You don't know when you're going to end up.
See, I've been thinking this the whole time. Ever since season 3.
You've been thinking
when
that
I brought up that theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is exactly why. Because I knew all this was going to go to
Yeah, you had it all. You had
I'm
it all.
I'm not making
laid
it up
out.
The whole time, folks.
No, you've got it all figured out.
People who think I'm making it up the whole time.
I liked when Jin and Sawyer met up with each other. That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. You know, the Lost try to fake the voice.
Yeah.
Like when Saeed in the flash forward meets up with Ben Linus and he's like.
Hey, did anyone follow you?
Yeah. And you're like, that's Ben Linus.
Yeah.
But it was like...
And so it was like,
turn around, y'all.
And Jin was like, huh? I like that little tiny red star on the side
of
the back of his shirt. I don't know. It's kind of a cool, like...
It's probably something.
It means that he, when he got the record, he was on steroids. That's what it means.
What?
An asterisk, you know, like, yeah. That one didn't play. Sorry.
No.
Ooh.
Red star.
That was cool when they flashed and Sawyer was holding onto the rope in the ground.
Uh-huh.
That was cool, like, from a, oh, shit, I hope you don't time travel and end up in the middle of a solid building.
Yeah.
One. And then it was also, too, just the way it was shot. Like, it was started in tight on the rope and then pulled out and turned.
Speaking of shots, that first flash during the show, there was like this establishing shot of all those people, and it was like so blurry.
Yeah.
It was like killing me. We're like, cut away. I can't take the blur anymore.
It was crazy, blurry when Jin jumped forward.
Like, yeah.
As soon as that flash
ended.
But
it was after the flash.
It was after the flash.
And then it cut to a wide shot, and it was just a shot that was completely blurry, and I was like, and then Charlotte could not catch a break. Those flashes were coming so fast.
Yeah. I think Charlotte's interesting. She's useful also as a canary because she got so fucked up by the flashes and quickly. And Miles, who may have been on the island before, is still only at the nosebleed stage.
Yeah.
So it shows us that our people still have time.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still barely bleeding out a little bit of the nose.
Mm-hmm.
So that was important.
Hmm.
If I had a thought looking at Montand, that was Montand, right? Did we find that out yet?
Sure.
Fuck it. I don't know. Tech Vest. Looking at Tech Vest's arm on the ground there, I was thinking that if Vincent had picked that up instead of Roger Workman's arm, then Hurley would never have gotten the van. He just would have got that cheap watch.
Yeah.
So think about that.
Yeah.
Good arm choice, Vincent.
I'm glad they left that arm behind.
Yeah. Yeah, I would leave it.
Like when it flashed to the future, it's like just an older, grosser arm in the exact same spot. No one decided to like kick it into the hole or whatever.
No, they came up out of the temple and they were so tired and they were like, oh, fuck it.
So is that the temple that Richard Alpert and the gang were going to?
Ryan says yes.
Not the man from Tallahassee. Shoot, I thought I was going to know that episode.
What keeps the brig? Others?
The brig? See, I know that episode.
It's not the man from Tallahassee?
No,
yeah,
that's
you're right.
When it's revealed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the brig.
Yeah, Ryan pointed out that when Locke mentions Richard to Christian Shepherd,
uh-huh.
Christian Shepherd just proceeds. Like, he doesn't say, oh, who's Richard? Or
yeah.
Why did you listen to him? There's got to be some sort of connection there. But I also, it's a really important thing from this episode that Christian Shepherd doesn't necessarily think that Ben is at least not the right guy for Locke to listen to.
Yeah.
And for him to point out that he said, I said, you were supposed to move the island.
Yeah.
That was a cool moment because I was like, oh, fuck.
So is it Jacob using Christian's body as a vessel?
Is it that? Well, why would he say my son? Why would he pick Christian's body? There's a lot of bodies rolling around. Because his is the most preserved because of all the booze.
I don't know.
Like, I don't see how he could have a connection with all this shit before the crash. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was, at least from the shots we saw of him from Jack's perspective and from Claire's mom's perspective, he didn't. Uh-huh. And
yeah,
Ana Lucia.
But, you know, Alpert's been around how long?
Yeah. He could have had a secret life on top of that. It's just
before that is what I'm saying. Like, he could have been there in the 50s. Maybe one of the other guys in the platoon is Christian Shepherd.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he was hanging out with Widmore and Ellie.
Which is probably Eloise Hawking.
Probably. And we haven't seen her in a while.
In like 2 weeks.
We haven't seen the young her. Yeah, yeah. In like 2 weeks. Yeah, that scene with Christian Shepherd, I don't know what he was wearing. That was about,
I don't know,
wearing some sort of weird like button up striped shirt but buttoned all the way up. I don't know, it was like a weird mix between what he would wear and what the others would wear when they were wearing camouflage. I know it's not much of a thing to talk about, but it was
every cool. Time I see him, it reminds me of Living Daylights.
Oh,
he's Felix Leiter.
Is that the one where Shark Tank?
No,
that's like, which one's that?
That's like two others. That's Thunderball and License to Kill.
Ah.
Live and Let Die. And This Place is Death.
Hey!
James Bond will return.
Something else that Ryan wanted to point out. When Locke went into the well. Well, this is what happens when I watch the show with Ryan.
Yeah.
When Locke went into the well, and he's like, all right, I'm taking off. He says, like, goodbye, James. Goodbye, Juliet. I'll see you later, Miles. And Ryan was saying that, now that we know he's dead,
uh-huh.
He definitely can possibly see Miles later.
That's a good catch.
Like, he was talking specifically to the one person that will see him later.
That's a good catch.
Yeah.
See, Ryan, you do bring stuff to the table.
That's right. Yay!
He raises his arms to show everyone that he acknowledges what
it's good. It's good.
So that's all I have.
Yeah, that's it. Next episode's called 316.
Like Austin 316?
More like 316.
Oh.
There's no colon. Kate Austin 316.
Was this 1998?
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to it. I look forward to hopefully seeing these three timelines. I did catch a glimpse of the next week on Lost, and it looks like we're going to get some Hurley back, which will be nice because he's been MIA for the past couple of episodes.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he fits into, I guess, since there's not all the Oceanic, if they're going to go ahead with as planned without all the Oceanic Six to see where, yeah, it's probably going to fail, but it's going to be interesting to see what the others do.
Yeah, that was my other knee jerk was somehow when everyone's scattered and Saeed's like, don't follow me, I'll kill you. And Kate's like, fuck this, I'm taking Aaron and I'm out of here. I was like, oh no, they were all there. Like, apparently I wanted them all to get together and go back to the island. Yeah.
But hopefully that means we'll get some more Hurley and Saeed action, buddy cop drama.
Yeah. A spinoff. They could, like, solve crimes. on their way back to the island.
Chico and the man. Sides Chico. Killed Ryan. You were thinking of Chico and the bandit?
Chico and Oates.
Ryan's dead. All right, that's as good a time as any to wrap it up.
Do you want to go do like a goodbye chapter?
Nah, dude, there's no chapters.
Fucking A.
Jimmy will be with his second part to his midweek episode, which he started last week. What was last week's episode called?
Yeah, you got me. The Little Prince.
Okay, he's going to start up with his part two of The Little Prince on the Darmalar's feed. So those of you listening to us on the LPN, or those of you that delete us on the LPN because you don't like us because of our swearing, head over to thedarmalars.net, and it's a whole separate show that's done exclusively there and on usually Mondays.
And he doesn't swear.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's not like he's not allowed to, but I don't think he just chooses not to.
Yeah. He's British. And even if he swears, it sounds classy.
Yeah.
So
they say swears on TV in Britain, so.
Yeah. Yeah, if you heard Jellyman's call last week, you know that.
Yes.
So anyway, that's all I have for this week.
Yeah, never mind.
All right.
I was going to talk about that sports call that we got. That was a good call.
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
Whoever made that call to sports radio, that was very funny.
We look forward to more calls.
Yeah. And I want to say to Reggie, what? That was cool. Good calls, guys. We listen to them. We just don't have time to talk about them all because there's too many.
Yeah.
It would be like half the show again.
Yeah.
So keep it up, though. So, Ed, if you want to call us, you can call us anytime, day or night.
And that number's on the contact info at darmalars.net.
That's right.
I don't remember the new number.
Good, perfect. I was about to throw it to you anyway, cutthroat style.
Yeah, just head over to darmalars.net, be our friends. Apparently, we have a Facebook group. Join that. I don't think we have a link up to that, but I'm sure we can probably put something maybe in the news section. But Facebook group.
We'll see.
Yeah, be my friend on Facebook. I don't care. I've got a video of my cat climbing a door. If you want to see that.
She's very good at climbing up the door. But yeah. That seems like, if you're listening, you realize that that's half of the story.
Oh, and also, Ryan is new to Facebook, and he will accept your friend request as well. Ha ha ha. I just made Ryan get a Facebook account because I've been trying. It's so much easier to send stupid links to people.
Which is one of the goals of the internet.
Just do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it. Seriously, do it.
And once again, thanks to the guys at Media Junkyard.
Yeah, good job. Thank you.
And that's all I have.
That's it, guys. So, yeah, we'll wrap it up. We'll get on out of here, and we'll be back next week. So, thanks, everyone. Hasta la vista.
And this is Ralph, Total Recall and Transformers.
That was way different than the one you did last week. Good job.
Yeah, last week was Hellboy and Halloween.
Yeah, you're like mixing it up.
Yeah.
Listen to the calls.
Ralph, God, you're so pretty. And Ben, your jaw was chiseled by Michelangelo himself.
Yeah, it's Kyle from Kentucky. Jen, I don't blame you, man. I wouldn't want to see that bitch of a wife ever again. Fuck it.
Où est la bibliothèque? Where is the library? Où est la bibliothèque? Where is the library?
Hey, this is John from New York City. I was calling up to say that band, the Canton Rainier band they've been driving around, is Nanogram of Reincarnation. I know they did this before with the funeral parlor. Hofstrawler was Flash Forward. So I don't know if it's going to mean anything or if it's just a really obvious observation, but I'll let you guys know. Keep up the good work.
Superstar from that new show coming out on HBO, Eastbound and Down. Don't act like you don't know me. I'm Mr. Awesome, and you're just a has-been theater dork. Trying to relive the high school glory days. But listen, your buddy Dylan owes me some cash from a couple cases of beer I picked up last week. Said a dirt neck like you would cover it. Now, I don't want to get all loan shark on you, but I need that money pronto. I've had a shack up with my brother and his merry, quite contrary wife for the time being, but But don't think I won't come to place like a bulletproof tiger and house your ass for $28. Anyhow, give me a holler so we can discuss. I'll be in your area, in California, next week at a community college doing one of my self-help talks. You should look into it. All right, I gotta go. I know you're a busy customer service operator, but don't forget what I said. And don't forget to watch my new comedy series on HBO, Eastbound and Down. It's on Sundays at 10:30 starting February 15th. Power's out!
Now, I had to come back to show the respect, man, because, like, I started Saturday Night Live the same year you started this show.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, and I remember watching, we'd all watch and go, I don't think it's going to work.
It's not going to work.
And, but then it worked, and it was great, and we're all really proud. And so that's great. And also, it's stunning how Jay Leno outfoxed you again.
Yeah, he's good.
I know. You think, like, everybody's like, oh, I'm Jay Leno. They do the voice. And meanwhile, he's the shrewdest guy. He outfoxed. You're in good company. He outfoxed Johnny Carson, David Letterman. Every 10 years, some redheaded rube shows up.
I'm like some clown off the bus with cardboard suits. Gee golly, this is going
to
be great.
Yeah, you can have it after me. You go, hey, thanks, Jay. So that's the phone call you got.
Yeah, yeah.
Your agent's like, there's good news and bad news. You are doing The Tonight Show. It's true. Mm-hmm. But remember that discussion where we had where you said, I'll never have to follow Leno again?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so nice to have you back, Norm. It's so very nice to have you back.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lost Podcasting Network. Get all your favorite Lost podcasts in one feed at lostcasts.blogspot.com.